Today's shir is Daf Masechta Pesachim Daf Ayin. We will begin on Daf Samach Tesam Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. But in terms of a introduction, all on Yontif, everyone on Yontif, we have to bring different kabbonos. There's a Kavim Chagiga, which is the Shalmei Chagiga, which are brought on every Yontif. There's a Chiv Midaraisa that on the first day of Yontif, everyone should bring a carbon, which is called a carbon chagiga. If he did not bring it on the first day of Yontif, one can make it up during the duration of the Yontif. That carbon is treated like a carbon shlomim. As the pasuk says, v'chagoysim oisoi chag l'Hashem. The Torah says we should bring a carbon chagiga. There's another carbon that has to be brought on every Yontif, which are Shalmei Simcha. On Yontif, if one wants to eat meat, the Torah says we should bring Shalmei Simcha, Shlomim, to eat meat on Yontif. And then there's a special carbon, which is also called Chagiga, but to differentiate between this carbon Chagiga and the other carbon Chagiga, the way it's normally differentiated in the terminology is the Chagiga we spoke about a moment ago that they brought every Yontif is called Chagigas Tezvov because it's brought, as we said, on the first day of Yontif, and the first day of Pesach is Tezvov Nisan. But then there's another Karmel Chagiga, which is known as the Chagigas Yudalit, on Erev Pesach, under certain circumstances, as we're going to begin learning now in the Mishnah. They brought a special carbon chagiga. So begins our Mishnah. Emesai mevi chagiga ima. When is the carbon chagiga brought together with the carbon Pesach? Bezman sheba b'chol. When the carbon Pesach is being brought on a weekday, b'tahara, when people are bringing the carbon Pesach, are bringing it b'tahara, as we've been learning. And most of the tzibur is tamei. The halacha is we can bring a Karban Pesach, but that's a special rule in a Karban Pesach. It's not the rule as far as the Karban Chagiga and Bemuot. And it's also the halacha if there's not enough meat of the Karban Pesach available, that's when the halacha is we should bring the Karban Chagiga. Because the halacha is that the Karban Pesach is supposed to, and there's a machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim have the opinion that the purpose of bringing this carbon chagiga is that since the carbon Pesach needs to be eaten ala soiva on a full stomach, and typically there were large groups who participated in bringing each of the carbon Pesachs, so we want to make sure that when people eat the carbon Pesach, they will eat it ala soiva. The way we can be sure that it will be eaten ala soiva is by eating a Karban Chagiga first. Tosfos, quoting a Yerushalmi, says that if one eats the Karban Pesach while he's still hungry, he may come to break one of the bones. And as we've mentioned previously, the Torah says regarding the Karban Pesach, Ve'etzem loisish b'ruboy. So that's why Chazal said that we should eat the Karban Pesach on a full stomach by having eaten the Karban Chagiga first to avoid that problem. The Hafla gives a different explanation why there's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach al soiva. He says that the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Ravcha L'Psi Meshchiach, that if one is, even if one is satiated, he always finds room for sweet and delicious food. So if one is already full from eating other foods, and nevertheless he eats the Karban Pesach, it shows how choshev and how dear the mitzvah is to him. The Kesef Mishnah, quoting a Mechilta, says that the requirement of ala soiva was learned from a pasuk. So in other words, according to the Kesef Mishnah, the chiyuv of eating the Karban Pesach ala soiva is a chiyuv deraisa. The Rambam holds that the chiyuv to eat the Karban ala soiva is not a chiyuv deraisa, But he explains if that the mitzvah is that somebody should become full through eating the Korban Pesach, which is really the opinion of Rashi that we began with this. The Rambam also says that really all kabbonis should be eaten al saiva. So if that's the halacha that asks Reb Chaim Brisker, that all kabbonis have to be eaten al saiva, why? What's unique with Korban Pesach that, as we're learning, we're going to bring, we have to bring a Korban Chagiga? So answers Reb Chaim Brisker that the mitzvah to eat kabbonis al saiva only applies to the kohanim's portion of the kabbonis, but not to the owner's portion. When it comes, however, to the Korban Pesach, since by the Korban Pesach there's a special mitzvah that everybody not just bring the Korban Pesach, but eat from the Korban Pesach, not just the Kohanim, actually the Kohanim don't get a special share from the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach is treated like all, like Kohanim by all other Kabbonis. By all other Kabbonis, the Kohanim are the ones who have a chiyuv of ala soiva, not the owners, even if they get a shear. But the Korban Pesach, the halacha is that everybody who brings the Korban Pesach has to bring it. So Amishta says, Eimasai mevi chagiga imoi, and Rashi explains, imoi shabo ama Pesach biyodal benusin, that this chagiga we're talking about is chagigas yodalad that comes with the Korban Pesach that we bring on Erev Pesach. So the Tzlach asks, what does Rashi want to say by adding that it comes with Abba Osir? So the Tzlach answers, there's an interesting shita of the Rimu Krabel, which is who's a Rishon, that says that if Erev Pesach, as we just learned, is on Shabbos, then we don't bring the Korban Chagiga. So that year there's no Korban Chagiga. I would imagine in that year they're careful to have the groups that bring the Korban Pesach be smaller groups, and therefore everybody will be able to eat the Korban Pesach ala soiva, even though there is no Korban Chagiga. The Rimi Krubel, however, says that in such a year we bring the Korban Pesach on, bring the Korban Chagiga on Yud Gimel, and that's what Rashi's saying, that no, that the Korban Chagiga is only brought on the Korban Pesach, the Korban Chagiga is only brought on Yudalid, and if for some reason we couldn't bring it on Yudalid, then we don't bring it at all. Another point that he wants to make, which is a very big machlokes achronim, when on Erev Pesach do we bring the Korban Chagiga? So he wants to say that it's brought after the Korban Tumid in the afternoon, even though we learned that normally you're not allowed to bring any Kabbonis after the Tumid Sheben Abayim. And as we discussed quite extensively, there was a special rule for the Korban Pesach, but we would think that it doesn't apply to Korban Chagiga. So that's why Rashi says, Imoy, that just like the Korban Pesach is brought in the afternoon after the Korban Tumid, so too is the halacha regarding the Korban Chagiga, which is a very big question. Bizman Shubah B'Shabbos, but if Bizman Shubah B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, or Merubah, there are a lot of people who are part of this Korban Pesach, or B'Tumah, the Korban Pesach is being brought B'Tumah, that, as we've been learning, that is permissible, then we don't bring a Korban Chagiga with it. Furthermore, teaches us the Mishnah Chagiga is Sibab and Atzoim. The Korban Chagiga was brought from the Tzoim and Abakar, from sheep, from cattle, from the Kvasim, Izim, goats and sheep and goat, from the Zarm and the Kavis, from male and females, from the Chalash Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, which, as Rashi points out, is not the Aloch by Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to be brought from a male sheep or goat. So we learned here that it's Nechel Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, because it has a din like a Korban Shlamim. And a Korban Shlamim is Nechel Shnei Lailas V'Yom Echad. The Nechel Shlomim points out that there are really other differences between the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. We're going to speak about them in the Gemara, that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten only roasted. It's only eaten to people who registered on the Korban. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention those differences? So he says that once the Mishnah says that we know that the Korban Chagig is different than the Korban Pesach, so of course we will automatically understand that all the special halachas that apply to the Korban Chagig, to the Korban Pesach, don't apply to the Korban Chagig. So as we learned now, that the Korban Chagig is brought together with the Korban Pesach, but that's only in a year where Pesach is, Er Pesach is not on Shabbos. We know that by the Chag, in the Haggadah, we make a bracha, and we say, V'noich l'sham mina zvochim unam psochim. So the Marie Weil says that in a year where Pesach is on Matzoi Shabbos, we shouldn't say mina psochim mina zvochim. We shouldn't say mina zvochim, which represents the Korban Chagiga, or mina psochim, which is the Korban Pesach, which indeed, as we just learned, is what is normally done in most years. We first eat the Korban Chagiga, and then we eat the Korban Pesach. But since if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, since Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and we just learned when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, certainly according to Rashi, we don't bring any Korban Chagiga. So such a year, we should say mina psochim mina psochim umina zvachim, the zvachim being referred to next year. The Mishnah Berura, however, in Or HaChaim, Siman Tuf Ayin Gimel, Sivkotin Ayin Beis, quotes a Mordechai that says, we should always say, mina zvachim and a psochim, and he doesn't differentiate between different years. And the Sharetzion, quoting the Knesset Yecheskel, says, why don't we make this difference? As we just said, isn't this a year that we won't have a Korban Chagiga? He says, because when we say V'noich l'shom and Azvachim and Apsachim, it's not for this year. This year already, unfortunately, isn't a Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga. We're davening that next year in Mitzvah Shem, we should eat Min Azvachim and Apsachim. And he goes on to explain that even if we know next year also will be a year we, according to the calendar, Pesach will be, Erev Pesach will be Shabbos. But we know that once the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we will not rely anymore on the fixed calendar. Rather, the way we will determine when Yontov is, we'll go back to the original system of Adim, witnesses saying that they saw the new moon. So since at that point we're not going to know, so we can't be sure that next year it's going to be Min HaZvachim and HaPsachim and HaPsachim and HaZvachim. So that's why we should say all years Min HaZvachim and HaPsachim. And that too is the opinion of the Michas Alozer in the Sefer Nemukei Or HaChaim, that we should say every year Min HaZvachim and HaPsachim. So ask the Gemara, my Tana Doktani Chagiga. We're in the middle of learning, asked the Gemara, the halacha of Korban Pesach. Why does the Mishnah bring in the halacha of Korban Chagiga? Answers the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the previous Mishnah, HaKavosav HaVosoi, the Loidochi Shabbos, that even though we're allowed to be mak of the Korban Pesach when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, but transporting the animal or bringing it from outside the Tchum, we learned Loidochi, doesn't override Shabbos. Taninami, so that's why our Mishnah also is very important to teach us Chagiga, that the Korban Chagiga Loidachi Shabbos doesn't override Shabbos. Vach Kama, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Emesem Mevini my Chagiga. When do we bring a Chagiga with the Korban Pesach? Bezman Shabbat B'chol. When it's B'chol, when Erev Pesach is during the weekday, but Tahara, when we're bringing you B'tahara B'mut, and we're not bringing you with many people. On the other circumstances, we don't bring the Korban Chagiga. So based on this, says the Gemara, Amarav, Ashi Shma Mina, from here we learn, the Chagigas Abba Osa Lav Chavihi, that the obligation to bring the Chagigas Yudalid is not Midaraisa. This Al-Qadat Chavihi, if we would say it's a full-fledged Midaraisa, tasty B'Shabbos, it should be brought on Shabbos, and it tastes B'Merubah, and even if we're bringing Korban Pesach, where there's many people, we should have to bring it. But taste where there's plenty of meat available from the Korban Pesach. But taste of tuma. The fact that all of these exceptions apply is a raya that it's not a full-fledged deraisa. Ask the Gemara, my tama asya. Why indeed if there aren't many people participate, if there are many, if there's very few, there are many people participating in the Korban Pesach, and therefore we're concerned, why do we bring a Korban Chagiga Yudalad? Answers the Gemara Ketanya, Chagiga Bar and Pesach, the Korban Chagiga that's brought with the Korban Pesach, Nechel Tchila, we first eat the Korban Chagiga, Kadesh Shia Pesach, Nechel Asoiva, like we explained earlier, that the Korban Pesach should be eaten when we're satiated. So now, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Rav Ashi just taught us that the chiyuv to bring the Korban Chagiga is certainly not a choiva. It's not obligation. So is it a deraisa or derabbanan? The opinion of Tosfos is that it's not a mitzvah deraisa. It's only a derabbanan. The different reasons we gave, because of al-asoiva, that the Korban Pesach should be eaten al-asoiva, the Korban Pesach, we should be make sure we don't break any bones. The Meiri says that even Rav Ashi agrees that it's mitzvah deraisa. But he explains that when we speak about mitzvah deraisa, that mitzvah chiyuvis and mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah chiyuvis is a mitzvah that we must do. Mitzvah kiyumis is a mitzvah that we're not obligated to do, but if we do it, we have a mitzvah. And he explains that the Korban Chagiga is a chiyuv deraisa with a mitzvah kiyumis, which is very much in line with what the Rambam teaches us. The Rambam says that the din of eating ala soiva is a chiyuv daraisa. We learned further in the Mishnah, in the Chalos Shna Yomim, the Korban Chagigas Yudalid is eaten for 2 days and one night, like a Korban Shlomim. Says the Gemara Masnistin like Ben Tema, our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Ben Tema. The Tanya Ben Tema, the Chagiga Bo'an Pesach, the Chagigas Yudalid, Harei Kepesach is treated like a Korban Pesach, Ve'ena Nechelis Elu Yomechod, and it's only eaten for one day. The Chagigas Chamisha also, as we explained at the beginning of the Shir, that on Yontif, every Yontif, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. That Korban Chagiga, Ben Tema agrees, is Nechelis L'Shnei Yom V'Leila Echad. The Chagigas Abba also, if you did not end up bringing the Korban Chagigas Yudalid on Erev Pesach, you bring it only in Tezvav, it can be used for the Chagigas Tezvav, it can be used for Shalmi Simcha. As we explained at the beginning of our Shir, on Yontav we bring Shalmi Simcha, then Yotzba Mishim Chagiga, but we can't fulfill the Chiv of Korban Chagiga that we have to bring on Yontav with the Chagigas Yodalid. If for some reason we didn't bring the Chagigas Yodalid, we can not be Yotze that with that animal, the Chagigas Tazvav. So the Tzlach says that from here we see that Ben Tema's opinion is that the Chagigas Yodalid is not Doich Shabbos. Because if it was Doich Shabbos, then it would, our Mishnah should have said that the Mishnah is not a Ben Tema on regarding the halacha emavi and chagiga b'shabbos, but the Tosfos disagrees, and according to Tosfos, Ben Tema says that the chagigas yudalid can be brought even on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, my time to Ben Tema, where does Ben Tema take this halacha that the Korban chagigas yudalid is only eaten for 1 day or one night? Answers the Gemara, k'masan le Rav Chiya lebrei. The pasuk says, "V'layolun labayka zevach chag pesach." Explains the Gemara, "Zevach chag is the chagiga, u'pesach is the kamashmoy, the Korban Pesach." V'amrachmana, and the Torah teaches us regarding these kabanas, regarding both of them, layolun, that we can't leave them to the second day; they have to be eaten up in the first day. So what we've learned now is that Ben Tema certainly connects the halacha of the Korban Chagigas Yudalid to the Korban Pesach. So ask the Gemari, Bolu Ben Tema, according to Ben Tema, when he speaks about the Chagigas Yudalid, Nechelas Tzli, does it have to be eaten roasted like the Korban Pesach? Or in Nechelas Tzli, it does not have to be eaten roasted. And explains the Gemara's question. Ki Akshe Rechmona LePesach, when the Torah connects, according to Ben Tema, the Chagigas Yudalid to Korban Pesach, does it only collect it Litzlina that could only be eaten 1 day and one night? Avel Litzli, as far as the halacha that has to be eaten roasted, there that's a unique halacha to Korban Pesach that does not apply to the Korban Chagiga. Oidem Eloshna, Toshma, so explains the Gemara, in the Nusach that they had in the Brisa, we're going to discuss this later, according to Ben Tema, the Nusach that they had at the Manishtana by the Seder, was they said, Halayla ze kulatzli, that all the meat that we eat tonight is only roasted, from Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda explaining that Brisa, that says that when we eat the carbon pay, that in those days when they ate, when they asked the Manishtana, one of the questions was, why tonight do we only eat roasted meat? Rav Chisda said, Zudivri Ben Tema, this question is according to Ben Tema. Obviously, Shema Minoah, the Ben Tema's opinion is that the carbon Pesach, that the carbon Chagiga may only be eaten roasted. There's a question which we mentioned earlier. When, according to Ben Tema, is the time to bring the carbon Chagiga? Is, since we see the Ben Tema in our Gemara is connecting the halach of the Karban Pesach to the halach of the Karban Chagigas Yudalid to the Karban Pesach, maybe it only can be brought in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, just like the Karban Pesach can only be brought in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, or could be brought all day. So the Mishnah Melach says that the Karban Chagiga, according to Ben Tema, could only be brought in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. The Likutei Halacha says, certainly if we hold that the entire chiyuv of the carbon chagiga, yudalid, is only the Rabbanon, we could bring it all day. Continues the Gemara, Ibailhu, another question, LeBen Tema, who, when we speak according to Ben Tema, who has connected the halacha of a carbon chagiga and a carbon pesach. Can the carbon, we know carbon pesach, as we said in the Mishnah, can only be brought for male sheep and goats. The question is, what's going to be the halacha according to Ben Tema by the carbon chagigas yudalid? Can it be brought from cattle or not? Bomin a cavus or any bomin a cavus? Can it be brought from females? The Karban Pesach, as we've discussed previously, can only be brought until the animal is a year old. Can a Karban Chagiga be brought even when it's up to 2 years old? Because it explains the Gemara's question. Kiyak Shachman al Pesach, when the Torah connected these two Karbonis, maybe limited the Chila, how it could be eaten, when it could be eaten, Avul Chamili, regarding all other halachas, loy, they're not connected. Perhaps according to Ben Tema, all the halachas that apply by the Karban Pesach apply by the Chagigas Yudalid as well. Toshma. So Gemara brings a ride from Rebraisa. The Braisa says, Chagiga abom a Pesach, harei ke Pesach. The Chagiga that's brought with the Karban Pesach is like the Karban Pesach. Bomen at Soin ven bomen at Bokop. Bomen at Zachorin ven bomen at Kavis. Bobe Shnos ven bob at Shteshonim. Ven in the Chas El Yoim Velayla. Ven in the Chas El Tzli. It could only be eaten roasted, it can only be eaten by people who register. Now, makes the Gemara its point. Mam shamet le'disle he'svara, who is the man, the Omer, that has all these halachas when he speaks about the carbon chagiga ben tema? And what we see from this brisa is shema mino kul milsabinan, regarding all halachas, the carbon chagiga sudal is connected to carbon pesach, according to ben tema, shema mino. A boilu. Ask the Gemara another question. Leben Tema, yesh b'mishum shviris etzem or im b'shviris etzem. As we mentioned earlier, the Torah HaKadosh says regarding the Karban Pesach, the etzem l'sishvurboi, we have to be careful not to break any bones in the Karban Chagiga. The question is, does that apply by the Karban Pesach? Does that apply by the Chagiga? Or im b'mishum shviris etzem? Avgav, and the Gemara explains the reason for its question. Avgav the Akshar Rechmona. Even though the Torah, as we've been learning, according to Ben Tema, connects the halacha of the Karban Chagigas Yudal to the Pesach, Omakro, the Torah, when it speaks about the Karban Pesach and speaks about the Isser of breaking a bone, says, Ve'etzem lo'sirzhvru boy. From there we learn, boy, that only in the Karban Pesach is there such a halacha, v'loy b'chagiga. Adama, or perhaps the way to understand, Hayba, the Pasuk Abai has come to teach us the dafka by Karban Pesach, which is kosher, there's an isser of breaking a bone, v'loib apostle, but not by Karban Pesach, which is apostle. But a Karban Chagiga, even Chagigas Yudalid, does not have the special rule of the etzem l'sishvur boy. Toshma. So Gemara wants to bring a raya from a Mishnah, a Masechta Shkolim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discusses Sakin Shinim says, if you find a knife in Yerushalayim, Barba Osir, on the 14th day of Nisan, and we don't know the status of this knife, is it Tamei or Tahor? The halach is Shoich B'Miyad, a person who finds the knife could use it immediately to shech that animal, and he doesn't have to be concerned that it's Tamei. The Mefarshim and Masechta Shkalim point out that this is a knife that has no simen on it. Because if the knife had a simen, and you find a knife in the street, then you have to make an announcement that anybody lose a knife, and you can't use that knife. Here we're talking about a case where the knife doesn't have a simen, and since the knife doesn't have a simen, the halach is that something that you find in a public place without a simen, you could just take for yourself. So the way the Rishonim explained this Mishnah, under normal circumstances, if you find a keli, even a keli as we just described, that you're allowed to keep, you have to be concerned that that keli is tamei. However, on Erev Pesach, there was a need for many knives in Yerushalayim. So even if the owner lost the knife, and the knife that he had lost had been tamei, we could be sure that he had already been toivelit on the day before. Why? Because he needs it on Erev Pesach. So he was certainly toivelit on Yud Gimel Nissen that he should be able to use it on Yud Dalet Nissen. However, therefore, says the Braisa further, if you found it on Shloisha Asar Nissen, so there, it's not needed till tomorrow. We need to be concerned that maybe it was tamei, and the owner did not yet toivel it, because he didn't need it for today, he only needs it for tomorrow, and therefore, if you find it, shoina umatal, you have to be toivel it, and the way many Rishonim explain, not only do you have to take it to the mikvah, you would also have to perhaps sprinkle it with the mechatas of the paraduma, because maybe it was tummy with tummy mates. That's on a regular knife that could be used to shech the Karan Pesach, which as we just described, on Erev Pesach, there's a need to have many knives available. But if you have find the kupitz, which is not used for shechita typically, it's just used as a meat cleaver to break the bones of an animal, then the halach is bein b'zeh, bein b'zeh. The halach is whether you found it on Yud Gimel Nissen or on Yud Dalet Nissen, shoino umatbel. You have to break it, you have to be toivel it, because there's no need from it. So we see from here, mani. So it makes the Maharit's point. Who is the mandam that says that we have to be concerned about the kupitz? Ilema Rabbonin, if we're going to say it's following the opinion of Rabbonin, so ask the Gemara, Maishna Sakin, the matbel, why by a Sakin? Are we certain that the owners were toivler on Yud Gimel? Why? Because the Chazi le Pesach. Because they need the knives, the halacha is, to use it for a Karan Pesach. But according to Rabbanon, a kufitz, a meat cleaver, is certainly used, may be used for Karan Chagiga. So therefore, ask the Gemara, the kufitz nami, hachazi le Chagiga. We need it to break the bones of the Karmel Chagiga. Because according to Rabbanon, certainly we're allowed to use a kupitz for a Karmel Chagiga. They don't have this halacha that we've been learning throughout our shir that connect the Karmel Pesach and the Karmel Chagiga. Elalav, whose opinion must this b'raisa be following? The opinion of Ben Tema. And therefore Ben Tema says, the knife, the sakin, is needed, and therefore I could be certain that a knife that I found on your dalid is tar. The kupitz, however, which is not needed, I can't be certain it's tar. Why? Because obviously this b'raisa is following the opinion of Ben Tema, and the b'raisa is teaching us that according to Ben Tema, yesh b'mishum shvirus etzem, there's an issa to break the bones of a karmel chagiga, just like there's an issa to break the bones of a karmel pesach. Says the Maraloi, we could explain that this b'raisa is following the opinion of the Rabbanim. But this b'raisa is speaking about a case, Shiboyim b'Shabbos, where the karmel pesach is brought where Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. As we learned in the Mishnah, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we don't bring a Karmel Chagiga that year. So even though most years, the kupitz that's found on your Dalid, the Rabbanon will hold, we could assume it's Tahor, because they need it for the Karmel Chagiga, but this year there's no Karmel Chagiga. Ask the Gemara, how can we explain that this Mishnah is speaking, is going even according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. And it's speaking about a situation where Erev Pesach is in Shabbos, but ask the Gemara of a Mektani Sefer. Let's continue learning that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chal Arba Asolius B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is in Shabbos, the halacha is, Shoychei B'Miyad, we don't have to worry about the status of the knife, because we can be sure that even though they don't need a knife, they need the knife because they need to bring the Korban Pesach. As we've been learning throughout the Masechta, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we bring a Korban Pesach, and they're also going to need the kupitz, not for the Chagigas Yudalid, because there is no Chagigas Yudalid this year, because it's Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, but they're going to be a Chagigas Tezvov, that we also began discussing this year, at the beginning of our year, that every Yontif on the first day Yontif, in this case Tezvav Nissen, we're going to bring a Chagiga. We're not going to be able to be toivel the Chagiga, the kupitz that we need for the regular Korban Chagiga. For the regular Chagiga's Tezvav, that Chagiga, everybody agrees, we're allowed to use a kupitz. So we're not going to be allowed to be toivel it on Shabbos. For as the Gemara Masechta Beya, Dav Yud Zayin, teaches us that we're not allowed to take a keli to the mikveh on Yontif, because we're concerned for Schita, it's Mechzika Mesakin, and therefore they're going to need the kupitz on Sunday. Shabbos, they can't take it to the mikveh, so when are they going to take it to the mikveh? Before Shabbos. So that's why, even though normally maybe we can't be sure that the kupitz is tar, here we can. Shoych B'Miyad, we could use the kupitz for the Chagigas Tezvav. Nimtz is kupitz kshur l'sakin. And now the Mishnah teaches us another din, that if the kupitz is connected to the sakin, so whatever is connected to the sakin has the same din as a sakin. So even in a situation where there would be a concern on a kupitz, and we can't be sure that the kupitz is tar, but if the kupitz is connected to the sakin, we could be lenient. But what do we see from here? That the second part of the Mishnah is speaking about a case where Erev Pesach is in Shabbos. Bechlal the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, Labi Shabbos Askinin. And what do we see? That we don't have to be, that the, we can't, and the first part is talking about not when it happened on Shabbos. And what do we say? That we can't, therefore we can't explain the Mishnah's following the opinion of the Rabbanan. It's following the opinion of Ben Tema, and therefore, according to Ben Tema, when we find the kupitz on your Dalid, we can't be sure it's tar, because nobody is in a pressure to be toivel the kupitz, because we don't need it for pace. We don't need it for tonight. There's not going to be a chagigas yidano. Says the Gemara, there's another way of explaining the Mishnah. Ella, we can explain that the Pesach was bought by Merubah, when there's much meat. And as we learned at the beginning of the shir, when there's much meat in bringing the Korban Pesach, there's no need to bring a Korban Chagigas Yudalid. And that's why, when you find the kupitz, we have to be toivelit, and we can't rely that the owner was toivelit, because he has no need for the kupitz, because there's Baruch Hashem, plenty Korban Pesach, there's no Chagigas Yudalid being brought. However, ask the Gemara, how could you say such a teretz? Menor Yadei. How does somebody know that there won't be any need for Korban Chagiga? As Rashi explains, the Korban Pesach, people can register and unregister for the Korban Pesach until the last minute. And therefore, since people keep on registering and not registering, we can never be certain, is there enough meat or is there not enough meat available? So how could we say that if we find the kupitz on your Dalit, the halacha is that we can't, that we're not toivelit, because we're saying that they didn't need to bring a Chagigas Yudalid this year, because the Korban Pesach was enough? How can you ever be sure? And from this Gemara, the Migdash David points out, we see that not only, as we discussed a few moments ago, is the Korban Chagigas Yudalid brought Erev Pesach in the afternoon, but he actually takes it a step further. He says, from here we see that the Korban Chagigas Yudalid is brought after the Korban Pesach. Because what our Gemara is saying is that until the moment that the Korban Pesach is brought, and we know if there's going to be plenty meat available to all the people or not, We don't know for sure if the Chagigas Yudalid is going to be brought. So it seems that we only bring the Chagigas Yudalid after we brought the Korban Pesach, when we know how much meat is going to be available or not. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah is speaking about a case there, Shabbat B'tumah, that the Korban Pesach is being brought in a year where most people are Tameh. So there's going to be a Korban Pesach that year, but as we already learned in the Mishnah, that year there will not be a Chagigas Yudalid. And since there's not going to be a Chagigas Yudalid that year, there's no need for a Kupitz. Says the Gemara, Soif Soif from Nayadi. How do the people know on Yud Gimel and Nisan that Roiv Tzib is going to be Tomei? Answers the Gemara, it's talking about a case, the Mes Nosi. The Melech, the Roiv Sanhedrin, passed away. That the mitzvah is that everybody has to be Metame to them when they pass away. And that's why we know that this year there's not going to be a Chagigas Yudalid. So drills down the Gemara. The Mis Nasi Amos, exactly when did the Nasi, was the Nasi Nifter? Ilema, the Mis Shlosh Asar, that he already was Nifter on the 13th day of Nisan. So then Sakon Lamali Lamitvali, why would we take the knife to the mikveh? Everybody knows that this year, everybody got Tomei in Erev Pesach, and therefore the Korban Pesach is being brought B'tumah, because most of the Tzibur is Tomei, and therefore the knife doesn't have to be taken to the mikveh, because everybody's tummy, whoever's going to touch the knife is going to make a tummy anyway. El de Mis Babasa. The Nasi only died on Erev Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Maishta Sakin de Matbil. So why did they take the Sakin to the mikveh on Yud Gimel Nisan? Or Maishna Kupitz to Loi Matbil? Why didn't they take the Kupitz to the, why didn't they take the Kupitz to the mikveh? So if we're going to say that according to Ben Temer, we can't break the bones of a Chagiga, we understand. But according to Rabbanon, that we may break the bones, why didn't they, and on Yud Gimel, the Nasi was still Baruch Hashem alive, so why wouldn't they have taken the Kupitz to the mikveh, just like they took the Sakin to the mikveh, because they need Kalim, which are Tar, on Erev Pesach? Answers the Gemara, the Mishnah over there, speaking about the situation, the Nasi is in a very bad place on the 13th of Nisan. So when we speak about the Sakin, Chat Sveika, the owners have one suffix. Will the Nasi pass away, and therefore we won't need the knife to be tar, or the Nasi survive, and therefore we need the Sakin to be tar, so therefore they take it to the mikveh, Matoba. However, when we speak about the Kupitz, about which could only be used for the Korban Chagiga, there's Trei Sveika. One question is that the Nasi may pass away, and in that year, they're not going to bring a Korban Chagigas Yudalid. And even if he doesn't pass away, Baruch Hashem, we may not need to bring a Korban Chagiga. For as we just explained, we don't necessarily have to bring a Korban Chagiga every year, Chagigas Yudalid. We only need to bring a Chagigas Yudalid if there isn't enough Korban Pesach meat available. And therefore, since there are two Sveikas, people will not go to the bother of toiveling the Kufitz on that, because it's not likely or not necessarily likely that it's going to be used. Says the Gemara Tanya, Yehuda ben Dertoy Pirish, the Yehuda ben Dertoy left, disagree with the Chachamim that said that we don't bring the Chagigas Yudalid on Shabbos, and therefore who v'Dertoy benoy, he and his son Dertoy, and because of this, halach for Yashla b'Dorim. He went and lived, moved away from Yerushalayim, in order that he shouldn't have to bring the Korban Chagiga. Because if he brings the Korban Chagiga, then, because as Yehuda ben Toi holds, the chiv of bring the Korban Chagiga, there's a chiv to bring the Korban Chagiga. They did not let them bring the Korban Chagiga when it was on Erev Pesach Shabbos. And therefore, he avoided the problem by not being there and having to have to bring Korban Pesach. Omar, and he said, Im Yova Elio, V'yom Elam L'Yisrael, if Eliyahu HaNavi will come and tell Klal Yisrael, Neimar lo chagagtem chagiga b'Shabbos, why didn't you bring the Korban Chagiga when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos? Mahein oimer loy, what will they say? Tamani, and he said, Al shnei gedolei ador, I'm surprised that the two gedolei ador, Shmai v'Avtalion, Shein chachomim gedolim, they were big talmid chachomim, v'darshonim gedolim, and they knew how to say beautiful drashes, v'leom al Yisrael, and they never taught Klal Yisrael Shechagiga Doitzer Shabbos. So what they did was, because they weren't allowing them to bring the Korban Chagiga, And they certainly felt that the Karma Chagiga must be brought under these circumstances. The way they took care of the problem was by moving away. So here we see that what they did was that they avoided bringing the Karma, they avoided the problem by moving away. So the Achroyim say that from here we see that there is no chiv in a mitzvah until the Zman mitzvah comes. Because if there's a chiv, for example, we're speaking about Karm Pesach, if there's a chiv to bring a Karm Pesach, and that chiv is on a person already from before Erev Pesach, then what they should have done, they couldn't have moved away from Yerushalayim. How could they move away from Yerushalayim and exclude themselves from the chiv? And therefore, he discusses an interesting shaila. He discusses a situation where there was a child who was born with some sort of a situation with his legs, where if the best thing to do is to have some sort of a procedure. But if they're going to have the procedure, they're not going to be able to make the bris on the eighth day. And may they, obviously it's not a situation of sakonis nefashos, may they make the procedure or not? So he says, since the chiv of making the bris has not yet come, the chiv of making the bris doesn't come until the eighth day, you could do the procedure. Davni Nezer was also asked this question. He says that just like there's, he says you can make the bris for another reason. Just like there's a halacha of Ayivaz Bez Yosem Chaimish, the person doesn't have to spend more than 20% of his assets to do a mitzvah. Here too, if there's a child that has this situation, we're not mechuyev to leave him in such a situation, we could do the procedure, even though it means that we won't be able to make the bris on the eighth day. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav, my time to Ben Dotoy. Where does Ben Dotoy say, take his psak, that the Karma Chagigas Yudalit is brought even on Shabbos? The Pasuk says, the Ksiv is Vach to Pesach LaShem Elokecha, Tzoyin HaBokar. So he asked, that this is a difficult Pasuk. V'loi Pesach, Elman HaKvasim and Izim. As we've been speaking, a Karma Pesach is only brought from goat and sheep. Why? How does the Torah speak about the Karma Pesach Bokar? Elo, Tzoyin refers to the Karma Pesach. Bokar refers to the Karma Chagiga. V'om Rachmana, and the Torah says, Zavach the Pesach. Whatever is the halacha by the Karma Pesach is also halacha by Karma Chagigas Yudalid. And as certainly we've been learning, the Karma Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach Shabbos. So now, the Chachamim from our Mishnah, who clearly disagree and very much say that the Karma Chagigas Yudalid is not brought on Erev Shabbos Pesach, how are they going to explain the Pasuk? Do we have to explain what Ben Dotoy, who disagreed with the Chacham, explained a Pasuk? El Kro, he says, we shouldn't quote the way they explained the Pasuk, which is not the accepted way of the Halacha. El Kro, what does the Pasuk come to teach us? He explains, the Pasuk is coming to teach us, L'chidr Rav Nachman Dosson. D'omer Rav Nachman Amar Bavua, M'nayin L'moysa Pesach. As we've discussed, if somebody designated an animal for Karm Pesach, and they took another animal, and then the first animal was found, so now we don't need two animals for Karm Pesach. So the extra animal is called Karm Pesach. What is done with that animal? The halacha is it's Karv Shlom, it's brought as a Karm Shlomim. Shenema, because the Torah says, V'zvachta l'Hashem l'kecho tzoyin ha-bakar, and the same question, v'chi Pesach, Minabakahu ba is Karm Pesach brought from cattle, Vilayana Pesach Ba al Miksov Minakvasim and Izim. And from here we see Mesa Pesach Ye Ludova Bominatsoin Bakr. The Mesa Pesach should be used for carbon that comes from Bakr Tsoin, which is a carbon shlomim. Rabbanan and the Rabbanan who disagree and say, as we learned in the Mishnah, that a Karm Chagiga cannot be brought on Shabbos. And actually, that halacha doesn't only apply to Chagigas Yudalid. It even applies to Chagigas Tazvav, that if Shabbos is the first day of Yontif, even though, as we said at the beginning of our shiur today, the Chagigas Tazvav should be brought on the first day of Yontif, not in the case where the first day is Shabbos, my tam alei dochi Shabbos, isn't it a carbon tzibur? Just like
the current Pesach is brought with all of Klal Yisrael together, so too the halach ought to be by the Korban Chagiga. Answers the Gemara. Amar Avloi Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra. Amar Kraw. The Pasuk discussing the Korban Chagiga on Sukkos says V'chagayis Ma'aseh Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yom B'Shanah. So the question is, Shiva, is the Korban Chagiga only brought for 7 days? Isn't it Shmoyna Hava? Can't you bring it for 8 days? The halacha is that if you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga during the 7 days of Sukkos, you could still bring it on Shmini Atzeres. The point is, when you have 8 days, certainly one of those days is a Shabbos, and even though there's a chiv to bring a Korban Chagiga, it's never could be brought on Shabbos, and that's why even when you have an 8-day Yontif, the Chagiga can only be brought on 7 days. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came to Bavel, Oma Amatil Fnei Rabbeisai, Pomim, Shia at the Moitza Elashisha. Sometimes, Sukkos, you only have 6 days available when to bring the Korban Chagiga. If the first day of Sukkos is going to be on Shabbos, then Shmini Atzeres will also be on Shabbos. That year, there'll be two Shabbosos on this Yontif. We can't bring the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos, so we'll only have 6 days available. So why do we say 7 days? Amar Avaya, Oven Tichla, Oven who lost his children, Lemikah Milsa, say, ask such a question. Shmoina, there's never a case, Lemishkachas L'Klal, there's never a case where the Korban Chagiga could be brought 8 days. It can never be brought for more than 7 of the days of Yontif. Shiva, Issa B'Rav Shadim, in most years, you could bring it on 7 days. Yes, there's going to be years where the first day Sukkos is on Shabbos. Indeed, in such a year, you could only bring it 6 days. But most years, the first day of Sukkos is not on Shabbos. So the Torah is speaking about the usual situation. And the usual situation, Shivas Yomim, it's 7 days.